Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Saturday Market Roundup. If you really think about it, the last 3 weeks in the cattle market have been as perplexing as about any time in recent memory. Since March 21st, we've seen a packing plant fire, a bearish cattle on feed report that showed record high February placements. Then we started to see dairy cattle becoming infected with avian influenza, causing all kinds of market uncertainty. This week, we got some concerning inflation numbers indicating that the Fed won't lower interest rates anytime soon. And for good measure, throw in USDA saying they won't conduct the July cattle inventory report this year. Add all that together, and I guess it's not surprising that live cattle have dropped $12 in 3 weeks and feeders down $24. However, at the same time, we're also setting new records for feeder cattle prices and way up cows and bulls surging to levels you almost can't believe as they're driven by lean 90s trim prices. Given that most producers will receive the largest calf checks they ever have this year, it's hard to be too bearish, but the future sure had a negative week. On Friday, we saw May feeder cattle slide all the way back to $234.20. That was down $3.95. August down $3.45 at $245.50. In the live cattle, the June contract fell $2.42 to $171.47. August at $168.75, down $2.70. Now, next Friday, we've got another cattle on feed report coming. Placements likely to come in lower, but with a slow marketing pace and cattle staying on feed longer, inventory likely to be up 2% for April. And cash-fed cattle were lower again this week, down $2 to $3, with live sales $182 to $185, dress trade from $290 to $295.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are all a human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Producers, make plans to attend the 2024 Montana Nutrition Conference and Livestock Forum April 16th and 17th at the Best Western Grand Prix in Bozeman. The two-day conference will cover a range of topics such as cattle market outlook, climate trends, implant strategies, fly and internal parasite control, and the economics of mineral nutrition. The 2024 Montana Nutrition Conference and Livestock Forum in Bozeman on the new dates, April 16th and 17th. Full schedule and online registration at MontanaFeedAssociation.com.
The market for those old bulls is just exploding. In Sydney this week, we saw one bull bring 170 and a half, pounding out to more than $4,200. Most of the bulls were selling from 142 up to 169. Cows primarily in the 125 to 145 money, a few though up into the 160s. Feeder cattle volumes at auction markets have really come down as many of the traditional yearling cattle that would normally sell in April have long since moved, a result of the historically strong market. In Torrington this week, 550 to 650 pound steers brought 304 to 318, 650 to 750 pounders 255 to 275. Certainly more heifers in the sale, 5 weights bringing $283 to $3, 6 to 6.5 weight heifers $270 to $283, and the 7 weights $245 to $262. We're starting to test the cow-calf pair market. In Riverton, first calf heifer pairs sold from $2,875 to $3,050, young pairs $2,800 to $3,275, and the mid-age pairs $2,700 to $2,900. For the bred cattle, let's go to Montana Livestock Auction, where bred heifers sold $2,750 to $3,185, 3 to 4-year-old cows $2,700 to $3,125, the 5 to 7-year-olds ranging $2,450 to $3,000, and your older bred cows anywhere from $2,000 up to $2,775. To our production sales, an outstanding sale for C. Spear Angus in Billings, with their average up nearly $2,000 this year at $7,469. And in Sheridan, Becton Red Angus averaged $6,054 on 204 bulls with a sale top at $13,500. And at the lamb sale in Bowman, 70-pound lambs brought $261 to $262, 80-pounders $232 to $249, and the ewes pretty strong from $81 to $91.
Hey, are you looking for a great place to stay when you're headed to Billings, Montana? Stay at the Boot Hill Inn & Suites in Billings Heights. Telephone number 406-245-2000. Seriously, whether you're driving a semi-truck, a pickup and a horse trailer, or your family car, the Boot Hill Inn has easy accessible parking, a hot complimentary breakfast, and free internet. Stay at the Boot Hill Inn and Suites. 406-245-2000.
Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events on the planet. Join us on Sunday, May 19th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with parimutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for a full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
A mixed week in the crop futures, winter wheat and corn up slightly, but spring wheat and beans moving lower. The big news for the week was a slightly bearish USDA world supply and demand report. USDA did lower domestic ending stocks for corn, but not as much as the market expected. Soybean supplies were increased substantially, and U.S. ending wheat stocks increased more than expected, now forecast to be up 22% from last year. Globally, though, wheat supplies are gradually tightening, with USDA forecasting ending stocks down slightly this month, 4.7% under a year ago. Wheat also finding a little support from rising cash prices in Russia and one major Russian exporter being halted from sending product out after importers complained of quality issues. The grain market did finish the week higher, with May KC winter wheat up 6.5 cents at 589, September at 597 up 7.25, spring wheat for May 5.75 higher at 642, July at 650 up 4.75. In Chicago, May soft wheat 4.25 better at 556, July at 570 up 4.5. May corn 6.75 higher on Friday at 435, and soybeans for May up 14.75 at 1174.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
Ask any traveler. There's no other place in the world like the O'Hare Motor Inn. If your journeys take you to Charlie Russell country, stay where we do, right in downtown Great Falls. The modern Western hospitality of one of Montana's most famous motels. Great food at Clark and Louie's Pub and Grill and the legendary Sip and Dip Lounge. The O'Hare's unique Sip and Dip Tiki Lounge features a glass wall between the bar and the swimming pool so you can watch the mermaids swim while you sip your beverage. You've got to see it to believe it. The one-of-a-kind O'Hare Motor Inn in Great Falls.
Rounding out the report with our cash grain prices, out west in Portland yesterday, 12 Pro Hard Red winter wheat cash bids gained 6 to 8 cents, ranging now 662 to 675. 14 Pro Spring Wheat 6 higher from 728 to 738. Soft white wheat stand pretty steady from 560 to 590. Across our local elevators, 14 Pro Spring Wheat ranging 605 to 640. 12 Pro winter wheat higher for the week from $5 to 570. Durham, though, steady to 25 cents lower from $7 to 7.75, corn from 4.10 to 4.35. And for our pulse crops, chickpeas still staying at 35 cents a pound, lentils steady to a penny stronger from 51 to 52, yellow peas steady from 7.50 to $11 a bushel, and green peas from 7.25 to 8.50. That's going to do it for this weekend's Saturday Market Roundup. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.